Swiss Bitcoin Reserve push fails over signature shortfall. The Swiss campaign to push Bitcoin into the Swiss National Bank's official reserves has ended without reaching a vote. According to CoinDesk, the popular initiative collected too few signatures before its statutory deadline, killing the proposal before it could move to a national referendum. Bitcoin was trading at $8,433, 0.8% over 24 hours, as of May 9, 2026, and the news did not produce a noticeable price reaction. ETH was at $2,311, with the broader market in a neutral 49 reading on the Fear and Greed Index, a constitutional path that needed 100,000 signatures under Swiss federal law. A popular initiative requires 100,000 valid signatures from eligible voters within 18 months to qualify for a national vote. The Bitcoin Reserve campaign, organized by 2B4CH and a group of Swiss crypto advocates, sought to amend Article 99 of the federal constitution so that the SNB would hold Bitcoin alongside its gold reserves. That bar is high by design. It filters out fringe proposals and forces organizers to build broad public support. Falling short on signatures means the initiative lapses on its own terms. There is no automatic appeal, no extension, and no reduced threshold. The SNB had already pushed back Swiss National Bank Chairman Martin Schlegel, and the broader board have spent the last 2 years rejecting the idea publicly. Their stated objections focused on volatility, liquidity profile during stress events, and the practical question of whether a central bank reserve asset should be one whose price can move 10% in a session. That stance shaped the campaign's uphill climb. Without political support inside the SNB or the Federal Council, organizers had to convert the initiative into a grassroots cause rather than a policy negotiation. The signature shortfall suggests the case did not break through to enough mainstream Swiss voters, a contrast with corporate and U.S. Treasury moves. The result lands at an awkward moment for the broader Bitcoin reserve narrative. JP Morgan recently projected that Strategy's 2026 Bitcoin buying could hit $30 billion. The White House has signaled it will announce details of a U.S. strategic Bitcoin reserve within weeks. Corporate treasuries continue to add BTC at record pace. Switzerland was, in principle, one of the most plausible jurisdictions to take a similar step at the central bank level. It has a deep crypto industry in ZUG, a stable franc, and a constitutional process that lets citizens force the question. The fact that even this campaign could not clear the signature bar tells you something about how far the central bank reserve idea is from political reality outside the United States. The campaign's likely afterlife initiatives that fail at the signature stage are usually rerun in modified form. Organizers can reframe the proposal, partner with established political parties, or wait for a market cycle that makes the case more salient. None of that is fast. A new initiative would need to clear the same 100,000 signature threshold and would face the same SNB opposition. For now, the SNB's reserves remain unchanged: foreign currencies, gold, and a small SDR position with the IMF. No Bitcoin, and no formal proposal in front of Swiss voters. Practical takeaway headlines about national Bitcoin reserves should be read carefully. There's a wide gap between a U.S. executive considering a reserve, a corporate treasury accumulating BTC, and a central bank actually putting it on the balance sheet. Switzerland, despite a friendly crypto ecosystem, just confirmed that gap. For Swiss residents, nothing changes at the consumer level. Bitcoin remains legal, taxed under existing rules, and accessible through regulated venues. The path to spending crypto in everyday life still runs through private rails such as crypto cards, exchanges, and custodians, not the central bank.